You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we like to celebrate people who do amazing things to raise money for RNIB. And our next guest is one such amazing person, Debbie McKenzie, who's registered blind, accompanied by her friend Karen Mathers and guide dog Bruce, raised over £800 by completing the Glasgow Kilt Walk, and is here to tell us all about it. Thank you very much for joining us, Debbie. So first of all, the most pressing question for myself and my fellow non-Scots, what exactly is a kilt walk?
I think it's just where you have to wear. I don't think you have to wear a proper kilt. I mean, we had tartan hat. We had a Jimmy hat on, and tartans round our waist. I think the little children were wearing kilts. A lot of those were walking around with their kilts on. I don't think I heard a lot of people, adults, with them on. But I think it's just a big day out, having fun, and raising money for charity is the name of the game, really, at the end of the day.
Absolutely. So when you were on the walk, how far did you have to walk? Was it an organised thing? Was there lots of people there? What was the atmosphere like?
There's two reasons why we went there. One, my guide dog, because of lockdown, he hadn't been in a lot of crowds, so I was a bit apprehensive about that. So when we got there, there was lots of people, lots of noise, which is quite unusual after 2 years of silence, really. So he was a bit jerky, but he did get used to it. So there's a lot of noise, a lot of fun. A lot of people just enjoying the day. The weather was great. Yeah, it was a good day.
It sounds fabulous. So you were raising money. You said there's lots of people raising money on the kilt walk. You specifically were raising money for the RNIB. What made you want to do it, and in this such a uniquely Scottish way as well, with the kilt walk?
I think because I'm a volunteer for the RNIB, and during lockdown, they just did an amazing work to keep people, you know, together, to locate people that are isolated, to do phone calls to people that hadn't spoken to anybody all week, or just run up lots of groups, teach people how to use Teams and linking in with phone calls. They just did an awful lot of work during lockdown for people, and I just thought they deserved it this year.
So you yourself are a registered blind, and you say you're a volunteer for RNIB. What do you get out of being a volunteer for the charity?
Just helping other people. During lockdown, I was like a befriender to people, so I'd ring them up every week to make sure they're okay and let them have a good hour chat about anything they wanted to do. So they connected me to that. The book club, I was sort of railed into doing it, really, but I enjoy it. We get a lot of people online. It used to be meeting up, but now it's all on phone call, because during lockdown again, we had people from different areas that joined the book club now. I think it's just a connection of everybody together and trying to give everybody a better quality of life.
Absolutely. And you talk about during lockdown. I mean, there's sort of these silver linings that have come out of it, hasn't it? The connection that we've got, like you say, from people from different areas that might never have met.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you can talk to from someone from Prestwick to Orkney. Do you know what I mean? And you get to hear about their life and what they're up to and how their life's slightly different to yours. Or, you know, it's just generally a good atmosphere when they've connected people together like this.
And as well as the sort of virtual groups and the book club and the befriending service, you also are involved in the RNIB Scotland Walking Group in Prestwick. Tell us a bit about that. Why do you enjoy being part of the walking group?
Oh, again, it was run in the beginning to get people out and about after being shielded for lockdown or whatever they were. Getting out, socialising with other people outside, and it's just nice to see people. I had a couple that come who hadn't been out for 2 years, you know, and they come in for a walk down the prom, stopping for a cup of coffee or tea or just a juice, having their own food or a picnic, whatever they chose. It was nice to see them getting out and getting a lot out of it. And the group's still running today. We ran all through winter in the worst days you could ever think of. We got absolutely soaked, freezing cold, but we still did it every week, every Wednesday morning at 10:30. We meet up and it still carry on going. So while they still want to do it, I'll still walk with them, do you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And it sounds like a simple thing, but so good for your mental health, getting that good fresh air. It's priceless, really, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. And they, you know, as I said, people really need it, and they need it after lockdown. They need it now. You know, even now, people are a bit apprehensive, and to get out and walk about, and you walk along the prom, everyone always says good morning to you. So you're not only meeting in your group, you're meeting other people out with that group who are walking as well. So they all talk. So It's a good atmosphere.
Yeah, sounds fantastic. So while we've got you, Debbie, you are a pro fundraiser. So I'm wondering if you've got a number one tip for anybody who's maybe thinking about doing fundraising in the future. What would be your number one bit of advice for them?
I'd mostly just say, just tell as many people as you can what you're doing. And if someone gives you a pound, that's grand. If they give you £50, that's even better. I think that anything anyone can give you for the charity is good at the moment.
Every penny counts, as they say.
Yep.
Perfect. Well, Debbie, thank you very much for your congratulations on your fundraising for £800 during the Glasgow Kilt Walk for R&IB. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much as well.